This is Steve Bauer from Wichita, Kansas, with part two of my career. Last time we talked about my broadcast careers. This time I'm going to talk about my career in banking. In 1977, when I had walked out of the country music radio station not knowing what I was going to do, after looking for a job in radio for a few weeks, I realized that maybe I needed to look in another direction. So I started contacting various people that I knew, and I contacted the people with what was then known as First National Bank. The bank changed its name in 93 to Intrust Bank. To not bore you with all the details of the sending the resume and doing the interview thing and all that, after those things happened, one of the senior vice presidents in the bank card division felt that he would have some work for me. My wife and I went out to lunch with him one day, and the next thing I knew, I was going off to Opticon training, and then I began work. In the beginning in the bank card department, I worked in a lot of different little projects, marketing projects, basically just a lot of grunt work, but at least I had a job. It wasn't long after I started working that they needed some additional help in the collection department. So I started doing collection of delinquent and overlimit Visa and MasterCard accounts. I also did some fraud investigation. It was kind of interesting, but after a few months of doing that, I really got tired of it. Because I have an interest in writing, the bank did not have an employee newsletter. And in talking with the human resource people, we decided that maybe that might be something I could do. So then about half of my job was involved in writing the employee newsletter and doing bank card collections. This continued on for a while, and it was in 84 that I wound up transferring into the human resource department, where I continued doing the newsletter, which expanded to one issue every 2 weeks. And took on some other responsibilities, mainly things that other people in the department didn't want to do, such as planning the employee picnic and planning the employee Christmas dinner and things like that. In 1989, a committee was formed to evaluate the bank's telephone system. Well, here again, because nobody else wanted it, they dropped this project into my lap, asking me to chair the committee. Deep down, I was excited because it was something that I thought I could really get interested in, and I did. Once a decision was made by the committee and it was approved by the bank management, a complete new phone system was installed, and I essentially was administering that system. In 1990, I officially moved out of the human resource department and into the communication department, which I was the only employee of, and continued administering the telephone system, but with no title and no increase in salary. I had quite a bit of conversation with my superiors, and it was probably another year before I was actually named communication specialist and received a slight raise. They were concerned that I could not do the job. Well, that concern resulted because they didn't understand the job. And I did, and I was doing it. I continued doing the job. The phone system continued expanding. We built new branches, expanded, went from one downtown building and two branches to today, where we have three downtown buildings and 47 branches. Now, those branches are located mainly in the state of Kansas, but we have several in Oklahoma as well. We standardized on a product called Plexar from Southwestern Bell Telephone. Most people would refer to that as Centrex. We have our own network of T1s that connected all of the branches together, no matter where they were located. So you had four-digit dialing to any location, and we had voicemail at every location, and it was quite an interesting setup. You see, I say was, because the IT people, who are over the division that I am in now, decided that they wanted to go to voice over IP. And unfortunately, without involving my boss and I, who are the telecom department now, they made the decision to make a complete change in our phone system. That conversion is presently underway. I must admit that I'm not overly excited about it for several reasons. But on this report, I'm just going to focus on the accessibility issues. We are going with a Cisco system. And if you are familiar at all with Cisco telephone equipment, the model 7960 is what they placed on my desk. This phone is not blind friendly at all. The touch tone pad has a weird spacing on the buttons. They're spaced further apart than a standard touch tone pad. There are four soft keys or buttons across one part of the phone right below the screen. And those change depending on what you're doing. If you're just sitting there with nothing going on your phone, those buttons say one thing. If you pick up the phone and answer a call, they say something else. If you put a call on hold, they're different. If you're transferring a call, they're different. And it's just an absolute nightmare. I am working with a company called Tenacity out of Louisiana, and they are trying to develop a piece of software that will make phones like the Cisco 79XX series accessible. That software is a little bit helpful. It has provided me with talking caller ID, which I didn't have before. It also gives me an audible message waiting indicator and access to certain features on the telephone via the function keys on my computer keyboard. This software still is very much in beta testing, and I'm working with the programmers to try to bang out some of the bugs and make it really a shining star program. Unfortunately, the call manager, which is basically the new PBX, and the Unity voicemail system are not accessible by speech software. They're running some Java applications, as I understand, which do not work with speech at all. And unfortunately, people not only in Cisco but above me do not understand accessibility, and many people have been working under some false ideas and perceptions. And at this point, I'm really concerned about how this is going to turn out. But there's really no going back. Well, technically there would be, but they wouldn't step back and go back to an older system. There have been some issues with the voiceover IP. I'm not overly impressed with the quality. It sounds a little bit raspy, and the frequency response seems to be somewhat limited. I don't think it's near as clean and smooth of audio as you would have on a regular telephone. The voicemail system seems to be a bit sluggish and slow to respond to your commands. But it's what we've got, and we've got to live with it. So for accessibility, I'm not impressed, and I'm just holding on to see what will happen in the future. One of the other things that I've been able to do over the years while I've been working with the bank is do audio production. In the mid-80s and into even the early 90s, I did a lot of slideshow narrations for Employee of the Year awards and things like that. The bank, a couple of years ago, received an award from our Chamber of Commerce, and they asked me to narrate the video for that. And I might say that the APH studio recorder saved the day on that one, because not only was there one error in the script that they discovered after it was recorded, but I had made an error that I didn't even catch. And it was at the point now where these phrases that they needed me to record again had to be precisely a certain length to fit back in. And with the APH studio recorder, I was able to record those and get them to the exact length that were needed. I was pretty amazed when I actually heard the final product run, and everything just went so smoothly, nobody even was aware that there were edits there.
With 128 years of serving the community and four generations of Chandlers at the helm, Intrust is the oldest homegrown Wichita bank in continuous existence. The first Chandler involved with the bank back in 1900 believed how a person did business was as important as what business they were in, and he looked to his employees to share that belief. After 128 years, success looks good on this homegrown bank.
There was a project that I got involved in 1995 that has turned out to be much larger than I had expected. I am the voice on the automated banking line. the system where people can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and get information about their accounts. Not only do we provide this service for all of our customers in Kansas and Oklahoma, but we also provide the service for 4 additional banks located in and around the Wichita metro area. The system that we were using required that the prompts be recorded in a very specific manner. Each prompt had to be recorded as close to the same volume level and pace and pitch as possible, with 2 seconds of silence between each word or phrase. There were approximately 1,000 words or phrases that had to be recorded. Just about half of those were numbers. Phrases could be something like, "The balance in your account is," "Your last deposit was." When it came to numbers, they were broken out in phrases so you could combine them to make all of the different dollar and cent amounts that are needed. $1, $2, $3, and 5 cents, and 6 cents, and 7 cents, and so on. The first day in the recording studio, which I went to do this recording, I was there nearly 9 hours. And that was just doing words and phrases. The next day I went back and just did numbers, which took about 3.5 hours to complete. Since that time, we have added quite a few more phrases, and thus now the number comes closer to 1,500 to 1,600. And I'm going to get to do them all again. We're putting a completely new system in, so it will all be done again. The difference will be, this time, I'll be able to do them in my own personal studio instead of having to go somewhere. I am estimating that by the time I record the prompts and different phrases and numbers and go through and edit them and get them completely ready for use, that it will take me somewhere between 5 and 8 complete business days to accomplish. And all of the fun should start shortly after the first of the year. I'm still going to have an opportunity to do some production, because with this new fancy phone system, we can do our own music on hold recordings. So I have obtained some music that we have purchased the license for, and I will be producing our music on hold products, which ultimately will be market specific. In other words, for each city where we have branches, we could have customized music on hold messages for each of those cities. So it's going to be a lot of fun doing that. I guess in talking of my different positions, I sort of skipped over the fact that probably about 1992, 93, I was promoted into telecommunication manager. And in January of 97, I was elected to the position of operations officer, a position which I still hold today. That's a quick rundown of my banking career. If you want to get in touch with me about the banking career and ask questions about that, my email address is steve.bauer, it's B-A-U-E-R, at intrustbank, intrustbank.com. I'm Steve Bauer. To end this blind cool tech session, press the pound key now.